This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and it's of course going to be an amazing Monday. All the street animals have descended on Chicago. We'll discuss that. We're going to discuss a lot of that here in just a couple minutes. Before I get to that, I should let you know it's also Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up about an hour from now. I have some exciting personal news that is pretty huge. I'll be discussing that shortly here. I want to get to a couple things about the campaign and the convention and other things before I get to my news and Medal of Honor and emails and all that and great things tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to explain part of the reason they're campaigning like they're campaigning. Part of the reason, actually the main reason, they're running the Harris campaign. The main reason they're running the way they're running, the reason the media is handling and has handled Democrats the way they handle Democrats versus how they handle Republicans. Let's move. It's time to put aside the it's hypocritical. It's time to move past that. We got all that. Let's talk about the reality. Let's talk about the why and the reality. Okay. So I want you to listen to something here. You're going to roll your eyes. You'll probably scream, but you're going to roll your eyes. But I want you just sit back and listen to this. I have an email that pairs perfectly with the sound. I'll read it and then I'll play the sound. The email says, Jesse, my brother-in-law lives in New York State. He's a crazy liberal that hates Fox News. And he believes there's no crisis at the border. He denies there's any immigration problem in New York City. It's frustrating because he doesn't want to hear the truth. I want you to listen to this.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm stealing from Peter to pay Paul. And I know it's cyclical. I know, you know, you can't blame the sitting president for everything that's wrong. You can't blame past presidents for everything that's wrong. But come on, guys, we got to do something.
Again, that was earlier this summer. I checked in with Michelle again after President Biden dropped out of the race.
How do you feel about the race now?
This is going to sound crazy, but I feel better because I don't know. I know I said on my last interview, like, don't really hear from Kamala, but I think I'm with Kamala. I've watched her. I think she has to get her feet wet. She was only the vice president, like, she, you know, but I think a woman running this country. Oh, God, I hope.
I know. Look, I'm going to let you just take a moment and get all the scorn out. I know you're rolling your eyes, bashing your head off the steering wheel. Maybe you threw something across the room at the rampant stupidity in this country. So just get all that out. Get all that out. Say a couple potty words the kids aren't allowed to hear. And then let's reconvene now and let's have a discussion. Emotions are real. As much as they can get in the way for you, for me, and they oftentimes do, emotions are real. We are emotional human beings. My wife has to remind me of this all the time when I'm dealing with other people. She said, just because you don't have them doesn't mean others don't have them. And you have to remember others have feelings. Others have emotions. Emotions are real. And they do govern a lot of how we feel about something. I used this analogy a long time before, but I'm going to use it again. All right? I'm going to use it again. I want you to picture this. You're the judge. You're a judge in a food contest, a cooking contest. The contestants are me and Chris. It's me, Jewish producer Chris. We're going to have a cooking contest, and we're just going to make, what's something that's kosher? Eggs. You people can eat eggs, right, Chris? Eggs. We're just going to make scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs is the dish, okay? So you're the judge. Chris has his little cooking station up there with his menorah and whatnot. I have my cooking station with the cross of Jesus, and we're about to have a cooking competition. What, Chris? We're going to have a competition. And there's a crowd in the room. There's 100 people. They're sitting in the stands watching you, the judge, watching me cook, watching Chris cook, okay? So I cook some eggs. They're the greatest scrambled eggs ever. And of course they would be because I'm cooking them. I probably would even put a little slice of American cheese on there, a little salt, a little pepper. I would do them just right for you, okay? I make you some scrambled eggs. Only as you're watching me make the scrambled eggs, this crowd's big crowd's loud in there. Oh my gosh, look at this idiot. Oh, I just dropped some shell in there. What an idiot. What a loser. Oh, the heat's too high. These are going to be gross. Gross, Jesse. Gross, Jesse. Oh, this is so dumb. Jesse's an idiot. Jesse sucks. Screw this guy. These eggs are going to suck. And you're sitting there for 5 minutes while I make these eggs and the crowd is chanting things, throwing things. Jesse sucks. Jesse sucks. I bring you the plate of eggs. You have to taste them. Do you think your taste buds, which are completely unrelated to your ears and your feelings, do you think, even if I did make you the best plate of scrambled eggs, do you think you'd say that? Do you think you'd even feel that at the time? And then Chris gets up to make his eggs. Of course, they'd be kosher, but he doesn't know what he's doing in the kitchen. He's cooking them way too hot. Immediately, the eggs are getting hard. He doesn't add salt or pepper, no cheese. He's got pieces of shell in there. It's the first time he's ever made eggs. Of course, he doesn't even know how to handle a spatula. He looks like Edward Scissorhands up there. It's a complete disaster. Only the entire time Chris is cooking the eggs, the crowd is like, oh, that's brilliant. Oh, my gosh, those are going to be good. My mouth is watering. Go, Chris. Chris, make some extra for me. Over and over and over and over. 5 minutes of that. And Chris brought you his plate of scrambled eggs. Disgusting as they would be. Would they taste a little better, do you think, than they actually are? Would you feel comfortable in that moment saying these eggs are gross? Do you think, just human emotion, human feelings being what they are, do you think maybe you would even anoint Chris the winner of the competition? Crazy as that is. You would never assume Chris would beat me at anything, but you might say it in that situation. Why? Because propaganda works. Emotions become reality for people. The things people feel, the things people believe, they become their reality. You can take something that's completely false, something that doesn't make any sense, something that is black and white, a lie, and if you can get the right emotions inside of people, if you can get people to feel a certain way about something, you will get that person to believe and say and do things that don't make any sense at all. None whatsoever. That is why the communist media acts the way they act. That's why they're running the Harris campaign. That's why they're running the campaign they're running. It's the plan. It's why your liberal Aunt Peggy despises Donald Trump with all of her being, and she can't tell you a single specific reason why. Not one. Your Republican friend who hates Trump, he knows all the specifics. He can tell you why. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the Democrat in your life who hates Donald Trump. They have no idea why. But what do they know? They feel it. I told you a little bit about that conversation I had the other night with a Democrat who came into our group last week. Did you see what Trump is saying? Trump was giving a speech. It was a rally at the time. It was about immigration and economics and things like that. You see what Trump was saying? This guy's such an idiot. I can't believe anyone's going to vote for him. That's just asked. Oh, really? Which part? I really wanted to know. I was curious, and I love doing this with Democrats. I love asking them specifics. You're going to learn to love doing this. Which part didn't you like? Well, just everything. It was so stupid. Oh, man, everything. Gosh, that sounds bad. What part do you think was the worst? Of all the things you heard, what was the worst? Well, he just talk about immigration. What talk about immigration? What part of it? Well, anyway, how have you guys been? Could not wait to change the subject. These people are real.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm stealing from Peter to pay Paul. And I know it's cyclical. I know, you know, you can't blame the sitting president for everything that's wrong. You can't blame past presidents for everything that's wrong. But come on, guys, we got to do something.
Again, that was earlier this summer. I checked in with Michelle again after President Biden dropped out of the race.
How do you feel about the race now?
This is going to sound crazy, but I feel better because I don't know. I know I said on my last interview, like, don't really hear from Kamala, but I think I'm with Kamala. I've watched her. I think she has to get her feet wet. She was only the vice president, like, she, you know, but I think a woman running this country. Oh, God, I hope.
Crazy, stupid, nonsensical, illogical, whatever word you want to put on it. I know I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. But feelings, emotions are real. And the thing is, feelings and emotions, just like in our scrambled egg cooking contest, can be created. And they oftentimes are. And we're going to discuss that creation in just a moment. Before we discuss that, we're going to discuss Tunnel to Towers. I know, I understand everyone's hurting right now. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. A lot of people are hurting right now. You're upset about the culture. Maybe you're being smashed economically. I know the job market. I understand that. I want you to think what it's like right now for the widow. Husband got up one morning, put on a badge, left, and that was the last time she ever saw him alive. Think how scared they are. Uncertain they are in these times. And that's why I'm grateful for groups like Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers, they don't forget in good times, in bad times, and they don't just, best wishes. They're out there caring for widows and orphans the way we've been commanded to. That's where your $11 a month goes, and more than 95 cents of every dime you give to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. That's absurd. T2T.org. $11 a month. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm so excited to get to my good personal news that it's taking everything I can to hold me back. I'm going to hold out for maybe another 10 minutes, but it's so exciting. It's really, really exciting. So I'm going to give me 10 minutes or so. I want to talk a little bit more. We're talking politics right now. We're discussing feelings, emotions, propaganda campaigns, how they can become real. How is it possible you have so many of these drones out there, these brain-dead commies, like that woman I already played for you the audio a couple times. I'm not going to play it again. She's on camera. I'm not making ends meet. I'm flat broke. I'm busted. Inflation's killing me. A couple months later, I can't wait to vote for Kamala Harris. She's going to be great. It doesn't make sense. Well, propaganda works.
Battleground momentum. New numbers showing the Harris-Walz ticket is gaining ground.
Vice President Harris gaining momentum.
Momentum in some key states.
This morning, Vice President Kamala Harris gaining momentum.
Gaining momentum.
Gaining momentum.
Gaining momentum.
But look, this momentum.
Keeping the momentum.
Harris's momentum.
Harris's momentum.
You can't slow down the momentum.
This remarkable momentum.
Mission number one is create the momentum and then keep the momentum. What does momentum look like in the polls?
Kamala Harris is doing two things here. Number one, momentum. And number two, momentum. But take a look here. Clear momentum.
So momentum it is today.
Momentum it is.
How you feel about something, it can be manipulated, and oftentimes it is manipulated by external forces, like that scrambled eggs competition analogy we just talked about in the opening of the show. It does matter. It does affect you. Depending on who you are, it might affect you a lot. It's going to be totally dependent on who you are. And if it does affect you, it doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're stupid. It doesn't mean those things necessarily, but it does, or I should say it might mean you need to guard against them. Women, are going to be more susceptible to this than men because women are more emotional than men are. No, it doesn't make them stupid. It doesn't make them useless or anything like that. It does make them more susceptible to propaganda campaigns. Specifically, and we've talked about this many times before, single women are extremely susceptible to this. That's why you sent your 18-year-old baby girl who was just beautiful and had good values. You sent her off to Yale, and she came back in 2 years as a lesbian with 19 rings in her face. That's why. Susceptible to public campaigns. You can listen. You could show up right now. You could show up right now at a big campaign, a big protest. Actually, this is going on in DC. Here's an example. You could be standing on the outside of this right now and not be tempted to join at all. Piggy, piggy, go back home or we'll bring the war home. They weren't talking to Whoopi Goldberg. They were talking to the cops. Now, that sounds ridiculous probably to you because you're a stable human being, whether you're a man, woman, child, married, single, I don't care what you are. You're listening right now to this. You're probably a thinking human being. And if you stood there, you'd probably pull out your phone and start recording. Hey, look at these freaks. You'd be recording it. I'll put it on Facebook. But let's say you're not quite sure of yourself yet. Not totally stable in how you view the world. Maybe you're a young lady away from home. You find yourself standing there. The streets are full of all these animals and they start chanting. Someone turns to you. Maybe a couple people turn to you. Hey, you're not chanting. What, don't you want to get down on this? What are you for genocide? You're not for genocide. Right? Get in on this. I'll get in on it. Manipulation. It's going on all around us at all times. They're hiding. They're doing everything they can to hide the terrible things. They're promoting all the things they think will create positive emotions in people. And that's where false momentum for a campaign can quickly become real momentum for a campaign. And that's what you're seeing now from Harris. I am hopeful, though. I am hopeful about this election, I'll be honest with you. I've talked to you about this a couple times, and no, I'm not going to be predicting any wins because who knows what kind of dirty crap's going to go on. Who knows just how crazy the country has gone, but you should understand that a lot of this stuff won't last, and a lot of this stuff, it won't move the independent who can't afford to live anymore. I am hopeful that November is going to go well for us. I'm just going over all this because I want you to understand why you hear the things you hear, why they advertise the way they advertise, why the media acts the way they act, why the street animals say the things they say. I think this stuff helps. All right, we're going to get to a little bit more of this. I can't possibly wait anymore. I'm too excited. I have to share some personal news that's pretty groundbreaking for me. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up about a half hour from now. But we're going to do a lot of DNC talk, or at least I should say some DNC talk. I'm going to get to emails. There's a lot of stuff I have to get to here, but I'm sorry. I was going to wait till next hour because there's political things I want to go over. But this is just, there's a couple things that are going on in my life. Personally, this is just about me. It's not about you. It's just about me. I'm only talking about me. There are things that are going on in my life, and they're wonderful things. And life comes with ups and downs, doesn't it? I've had plenty of hard times like you have. I've had great times. Every now and then, life really hands you some lemonade. So I've got a couple things. First, you ready for this? You ready? My wife is losing her voice. I'm not even what, Chris? No, she got some kind of cough, throat thing. And as I was leaving today, she said, "Oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't talk. I'm losing my voice. I said, oh, no, that's too bad. Anyway, that's one. Two. Look, I understand people are hurting. It's a hard, hard life out there right now. But I got an ice maker. It's a portable ice maker. I think it costs like $35 and it goes right on our counter. Listen to me. I have so much ice in the house. Whenever I want ice, there's ice. And I know maybe right now there's a chance you're saying, oh, just get a fridge that makes ice. I have a fridge that makes ice. You clearly don't have teenage boys. They will head off to practice and they will take these gigantic, like half gallon jugs, and they'll just pull the ice maker out and they'll empty it. And so no matter what happens, you never have any ice to make your drink cold in the house. I'm drinking warm water all day long. And finally, I decided I'd had enough. I was going to stop pointing out problems and I was going to start fixing problems. And so I went and I purchased this counter ice maker, and it's not very big. I admit that. And it kind of seems like it was cheaply made, but it is making ice like you can't even imagine. I'm adding more ice to my glass every 10 minutes. I've got the shivers right now. My teeth, the enamel's officially gone because I'm just an ice person at this point. You might not have the ice I have. And if that's the case, if you're jealous of me right now, I don't blame you. You should be jealous of me right now. I'm living a cooler, a cooler existence. What, Chris? You see what I did there? I'm living a cooler existence than you could ever right now because I have a countertop ice maker and it has this little scoop. And every time I go get ice, I tell the wife, sorry, just getting some more ice. And then she said, that's so stupid. I don't want to have to hear it again or whatever she said. But I said, I can't hear you over the sound of all the ice I'm getting over here in my glass. Anyway, I just wanted to share all these things. Now we can get back to the DNC and what's happening. We should kind of cover what's happening. Democrat convention in Chicago this week. The animals are all there. I played a bit about the protests that are already beginning.
Or we'll bring the war home.
We'll bring the war home.
Biggie, Biggie, go back home.
Biggie, Biggie, go back home.
Or we'll bring the war home.
I want to remind you before we go on to the rest of the convention stuff that chanting, the stupid chants, the chanting, call, response, he says something, you say something in response. This is standard for cults. In fact, it's really standard for any unit of people, group, that wants the people to be more invested. You want people to buy in. This is one of those things that a normal person, like you, if you're by yourself right now, it doesn't make sense. You're on the outside looking in. It sounds dumb. They sound stupid. You go to Marine Corps boot camp. You see them running around in formation. They're all yelling, chanting the same thing, aren't they? Over and over and over again. You go to any single communist protest. They're all doing this over and over and over again. It gets so ingrained in their psyche, you'll find these people speaking like this outside of these things. They just speak in chants at all times. This is part of the brainwashing process. Get ready for that. Part of any brainwashing process, when you're trying to brainwash somebody into a group, create more unit cohesion, create more loyalty from that person to the group. Chanting rituals like this are part of it every single time. Sometimes it can manifest itself in wonderful ways. Sometimes it doesn't. Now, be happy that you're a Republican, or at least you're on the right somewhere and not a Democrat, because, man, the street animals, and this is going to get me to the Fetterman story from this week, the street animals are, they're rabid. And you know that the street communists and elite communists are separate groups. We've had this talk many, many, many times before. The elites are the ones who actually hold the power. The streets are the ones who do all the violence and the bidding of the elites. The elites provide the legal protection and everything works out for everybody. Yes, all that stuff's true. But remember, always remember, and this will lead me to this John Fetterman stuff. It's amazing. Remember, the street animals, all these people in the streets, piggy, piggy, go back home.
Or we'll bring the war home.
they don't know that they don't have power, and they don't know that they'll never be allowed to have power. I'm going to tell you something. And maybe you've even participated in something like this, maybe even for a good cause, but I'm going to tell you something. You know that mobs of people, they can be just as evil and tyrannical as any single tyrant. You would look at Stalin or Mao or somebody and you would say, that's an evil tyrant who will do anything just because he has the power to do so. He's drunk on power. And you would be correct about saying all those things. Mobs of people, when people gather together for a cause in groups, they're just as evil and tyrannical as that tyrant sitting on a golden throne ordering the execution of people. And when these street animals get together, and they come from all over the country, it's not like these are Chicago natives, although there are obviously some Chicago natives. When they come from all over the country and they're putting together their hemp t-shirts and their face masks and whatever else they're wearing, and the dudes have their estrogen pills and they're heading out into the streets to go march for women to be able to slaughter their babies. Yes, in an individual, you would look at that goober dork with his Birkenstocks on and you would laugh at how effeminate he is, and all those things are true. But that guy, he's been a weakling his whole life. Those feminists in the crowd, they've been mocked, put down by men their entire lives. It's part of the reason why they're feminists. They get in a gigantic group and they begin to feel powerful. The weakling finds his power in the mob. The mob becomes the source of his strength. And so you may be an effeminate soy boy from Portland, but you walk into Chicago and all of a sudden there are 500 people on the streets chanting what you're chanting, wearing the same Kamala Harris t-shirt you're wearing. You begin to feel something you really haven't ever felt in your life. You're feeling powerful. And just like the tyrant sitting on a golden throne, you want to use that power against your enemies. The American Democrat, the Democrat base, the street animals, they feel as if they are powerful when they get in these groups. And that power leads them to say some bonkers things. You probably didn't notice this from John Fetterman, or more specifically John Fetterman's staffer, but man, you got to hear this doozy that's buried about six pages into an article. I'll read it for you in a moment. Before I read that for you, here's a doozy. Queen size premium my pillows are $19.98 right now. I slept on a bed last night, I kid you not, that had five MyPillows on it when I lay down. Of course, because I'm married, your entire life becomes pillows. And so it gets expensive. Unless, of course, MyPillow has these amazing sales. $19.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow. You looking for a new mattress? Stop. Don't go drop a couple grand on a mattress. MyPillow mattress toppers are as low as $69.98 right now. Six-piece towel sets. The sheets. How many times have you heard me rave about the sheets? Those are $25. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. Get some sick MyPillow stuff at great prices. Or call them 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, Jesse the Iceman Kelly, here on a Monday. I know I have an ice maker on my counter. You do not. I know you're dripping with jealousy. I just want you to know I earned this, okay? I earned this. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We got Medal of Honor Monday coming up 10 minutes from now. Okay, so I have to get to this Fetterman thing. So we're talking about the street animals, the street communists versus the elite communists. the whole kill all the Jews, pro-Hamas thing has become a huge, huge part of the Democrat Party's base. Not as much the older ones, but the younger generation. It polls about 65% of younger Democrats love Hamas. They just love Hamas. That's the way it polls. Okay? So let's talk about John Fetterman. John Fetterman, and honestly, I think we have to drop this from the soundboard. We haven't played that one in ages. He got his mental problems cleaned up. And don't get me wrong, he's still a piece of crap who votes wrong on pretty much everything. But either way, he got his mental problems cleaned up. And he hasn't been going along with all this, well, the Jews stuff the Democrats seem to love to do. Okay, you know, good for Fetterman. That's good. But every now and then, the elite communists, they will run into these street communists. Those worlds will collide. They oftentimes collide. You're going to look at it all week this week in the Democrat convention with the rioting and everything else. Those worlds will collide. And that's where you will see the real hostility between the people who have the power and the street animals who think they have the power. This is bad. You're not gonna get much out of it. But just know this was an official speech at the convention, and what you're gonna hear is one of these street animals running on stage, grabbing the microphone.
Y'all can do better than that, Mike DeMonte.
150,000 people are dead. You are fucking.
Yeah, you got it. Well, Fetterman chose not to go to Chicago this week. Remember, Fetterman has to sell himself as kind of a normal Democrat, blue dog Democrat. He's not from New York. He's not from Oregon. He's not from California. He has to act like a normal human being. So he's just not going to the convention this week. There's a long article about this in the FP. I don't even know what that is, but the FP, doesn't matter what it is. But several paragraphs down, you run into something that is astounding. But it's awesome, and it's going to be enjoyable for you and me watching this play out in the coming years. So I'm just going to read it verbatim. They said something about Fetterman not going to the DNC, and they said something about Fetterman waving an Israeli flag, whatever that is. But this is from the article. Quote, "There are even people on his current staff who think he's wrong. I don't agree with him about Israel and Gaza, Carrie Adams, Fetterman's communications director, told me in a phone call after my interview with the senator ended. I have a sense that his international views are a lot less nuanced than my generation, because when he was growing up, it was might makes right. And for my generation and younger, who of course are the ones protesting this, they have a much more nuanced view of the region," Adams added. The guy goes on, the guy who wrote the article says, "I've been a reporter since the summer of 1998 when I covered Bill Clinton's trip to Martha's Vineyard for the Vineyard Gazette. This was the first time I'd ever encountered anyone on Capitol Hill or anyone else or anywhere else on the record, off the record, on background, whatever, criticizing the principal." The principal would, of course, be the person in charge, the elected politician, criticizing Fetterman or whoever's in charge. "This reporter, been covering politics for almost 30 years, has never seen this in his life. Fetterman's own communications director told the reporter after Fetterman was done, 'I don't agree with him. He's not nuanced like we are.'" The reason I want you to enjoy this, well, there's reasons to enjoy this and then there's reasons to not. Okay, so let's just go over the good news first, the reasons to enjoy it. The reasons to enjoy it are, if you're a Democrat staffer of any kind, you run a think tank on Capitol Hill, you're a senator, you're a president, you're a member of the House, whoever you are, think about the pool of absolute vile little monsters you have to choose from in order to find somebody to work for you. You can stop sending in your resume. I should note, we already found a producer. You know, as you know, producer Michael's gone, and thank you all for the interest, but we were already looking for someone, and we found someone who's great. But it's not hard to find someone to work in a studio like this, because the crazies aren't allowed, and they're automatically eliminated, and you just have a pool of very stable, normal people who wants to come work, who's funny, who wants to do the job, and that's who we bring in. Put yourself in John Fetterman's size 85 shoes right now for a moment and think about what it's like if you're a United States senator trying to staff your office. Well, this should tell you what it's like. His communications director. His communications director. That is a huge position. This is not a low-level staffer position. That is one of the highest-ranking positions on your staff. I would argue, outside of chief of staff and maybe policy director, that's probably the highest-paid person on your staff. His communications director is completely comfortable blasting away at him and his policies on the record to an employer. The clash between the street communists and the elite communists is going to be on full display this week. And in the years to come, you and I are going to enjoy so much of this. Now, that's the good news. There is probably some bad news that goes along with that, but that's going to have to wait until next hour, because I have to do Medal of Honor Monday. I have to tell you about why you're going to starve to death without a mega 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply, because the people who assault the food supply are not only in power, they are pressing forward with everything. Absolutely everything. Do you think this woman is going to cause problems?
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
Of course, she's talking about price controls, and she's trying to say gouging, but she's a moron, so that's the best you can get. Well, price controls come with starvation and empty shelves. And that's the only stated policy position of the person who might be the next president. Get a hold of My Patriot Supply. Mega 3-month emergency food kits are $300 off if you go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That's 2,500 calories a day. Take advantage while they're $300 off. Make preparations. Don't just hope for the best. Hope is not a plan. Prepare. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.